A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson says the meaning of the One China principle brooks no distortion. Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunyin says Lithuania's decision to allow the Taiwan authorities to open a representative office under the name of Taiwan brazenly violates the principle. The spokesperson says China has the right to make a legitimate and reasonable response. Hua says China urges the Lithuanian side to honestly honor its commitment to the One China principle and create conditions for the sound and steady development of China-Lithuania relations. Hua's remarks came one day after China said it decided to recall its ambassador to Lithuania and demanded the Lithuanian government recall its ambassador to China. A Chinese court has convicted Canadian national Michael Spavor of espionage and sentenced him to 11 years in prison. He will also be deported. Spavor was arrested in 2019. A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry says the case involved state secrets. A dock staff member at the port of Ningbo, Zhoushan, in East China's Zhejiang province, tested positive for the novel coronavirus on Wednesday morning. Operations at the site have been suspended and the area has been disinfected. On Tuesday, 16 crew members of a ship stranded in the port tested positive for COVID-19. 11 of them were later diagnosed as confirmed cases. This comes after 9 crew members of the ship reported to local authorities that they were running a fever on August 3rd. The ship, with 20 Chinese nationals on board, had been docked in Indonesia and the Philippines and left the Philippines on July 30th. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday passed a $3.5 trillion budget plan that will help address climate change and launch several new domestic social programs. The vote to approve the resolution follows Senate passage of a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Tuesday. The U.S. House of Representatives must next take up and pass the budget resolution. 3 Canadian Indigenous tribes will work together to investigate the former St. Paul's Indian residential school in Vancouver. The investigation will look at the more than 2,000 children that were housed at the school, as well as what happened to them. After attending St. Paul's, many of them were sent to the Kamloops Indian Residential School, where the remains of more than 200 children were discovered in May. The school was funded by the Canadian government and ran from 1889 to 1959. Official figures show sales of new energy vehicles in China more than doubled in the first 7 months of the year as production and demand continued to recover. In the January to July period, NEV sales totaled nearly 1.5 million units, double the figure from the same period last year. The status of Tibetan antelopes in China has been downgraded from endangered to near threatened amid the country's active anti-poaching and biodiversity protection efforts. The National Forestry and Grassland Administration says the population of the species has grown from less than 70,000 during the 1980s to 1990s to around 300,000 at present.